You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
This is a Fox News alert. One of the Trump criminal cases dismissed. I'm Dave Anthony. This moments ago, coming out of Florida, it's the classified documents case against the former president.
This is massive news. We did not see this coming at all. This is a case that she tentatively postponed to a later date. The original trial was set for the end of May. She moved it back a couple of months, though not setting a date. She has just dismissed it in a 93-page court document.
That is Fox's David Spunt. This as the Republican convention gets underway today in Milwaukee, where former President Trump will be nominated. And he's there already. And Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
Originally, he was planning to attack Joe Biden and his policies very heavily. He says now he's tearing that speech up. And he's starting over. Here's what he told the Washington Examiner. Quote, the speech I was going to give on Thursday was going to be a humdinger. Had this not happened, this would have been one of the most incredible speeches. Honestly, it's going to be a whole different speech now.
And that is after the assassination attempt on Saturday. President Biden in an Oval Office address last night said we need to cool down heated political rhetoric.
This places an added burden on each of us to ensure that no matter how strong our convictions, must never descend into violence.
Now, the Secret Service director says they'll fully participate in a national security review. President Biden has ordered amid a lot of questions of how the Trump assassination attempt was not prevented. Republican Congressman Byron Donalds tells Fox.
It's not going to be good enough just to accept responsibility and we'll do better. As far as I'm concerned, we need the names of which agents were doing the advance work, who spotted what. What are the timelines to really get to what happened here?
Now, the gunman was killed by Secret Service. Investigators still trying to figure out his motive. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch.
Should you buy? Should you sell? Where do you start? Join us each Tuesday morning at 7:30 for Real Talk About Real Estate. Our industry aces, Walter Campbell and Deborah Pierce with Keller Williams, offer advice for buyers, sellers, and investors. From flipping to financing, they'll answer your questions and share tips on how to do it right. Real Talk About Real Estate, Tuesday mornings at 7:30 on News Talk 96.5, KPEL, on air and on the app.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy. Feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hi, I'm Dale Brown, best-selling techno-thriller author. I'm also a mission pilot and squadron commander in the Civil Air Patrol. The members of the Civil Air Patrol are volunteer professionals who serve their communities and their nation every day with emergency services, aerospace education, and cadet programs. We train hard, we fly hard, and we get the job done for America. Join the Civil Air Patrol. Visit www.gocivilairpatrol.com and let's go flying.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Well, how y'all all? Welcome, Moon Graffon Show. I'm hearing everybody saying we should be praying, and I agree with them, so let us pray. Lord, we pray for the United States of America. We pray that you would change the hearts of every woman and man in this country, that a spiritual revival would take place like we've never seen in the world, to change the hearts of men and women in this country, Lord, that we've let it slip too far and get away from us. But you can restore us. You say, call upon you. We'll turn from our wicked ways and turn back to you. You will straighten this country out, Lord. You still sit on the throne no matter what happens. I know things have to happen. Nations will be judged as nations. Thank God President Trump wasn't killed. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that we'll all see what evil, evil really is. And you will open the eyes of the people who are on the side of evil to change their hearts. Without hearts being changed, the country can't change. Without us turning back to you, Lord, we have no chance. But we can turn back to you. We can trust you. We can trust only you. And only you can restore America. I just pray that the people in the United States of America turn back to you, Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, in the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. All right, everybody said we need prayer, so I thought, what the heck? Done it many, many times before. Pray before I go on this program every day. At the, it was amazing yesterday, the day before yesterday, when President Trump's attempted assassination. And I'm so thankful to God he was not taken down. This, I think, the start, not the end, unless hearts change. But you know what everybody was reminding me? The text and emails I got is my prediction. When I told y'all that under no circumstances were the powers to be in this country and outside this country would allow President Trump to be president. It's the first shot of many, but I said even wiping him off the planet. Even wiping him off the planet. And I saw this. I was not shocked. Oh, you shocked at the original content. You can get a call, said the president was shot from a good friend of mine. And I knew my source was so good, I just knew he was telling the truth. And I said, man, this is what I've been saying. This is what I'm saying. Evil's, people don't understand how bad evil is and what evil can do. And yet, here we go. I mean, we're very fortunate, President Trump. President Trump must have a high calling. You know, look what they've done to this man for 9 years. The year he ran for president, the 4 years he was president, it's five, and the 4 years since. Look what they've done to this man. Look what they've tried to do to this man. One man. And the media now is out there, oh, we need to come together. We need to tone down the rhetoric. Got Republicans saying it too. And I'm going, tone down the rhetoric. Who started this rhetoric on this man for 9 years and convinced him he was the devil when he's not of the devil at all? He's not perfect either, but he's not of the devil. He's not the evil man. He was president for 4 years. Who did he hurt? Everybody was doing better. We already had him for 4 years. What'd they do? Impeach him twice. For no reason. Russia, I mean, all the stuff that this guy has had to go through. And people were texting me and emailing me, said, boy, you called this a long time ago. I said, well, I'm watching, and I said this before, and folks, you can never put me on a pedestal because I'm such a weak, fall down on my butt person. And I'm looking at it from a different set of eyes. I'm not looking at it from the way the world sees it. I'm not. I was reading in the Bible the other day how man will evict evil ways. I mean, we're telling people men can have babies. We're telling people the fossil fuels that God gave us are burning up the planet. It's just over, and that's evil. Telling people we can't eat meat no more and all the crazy stuff we've gotten into. You know, it's a sad day for the United States of America. You know? I'm not surprised, folks. I'm not going to be surprised if bombs going off. I'm just not. Them with some evil people, man. Evil is it's like me and you go, I can't believe we're doing this to our country. There are people in this country, and I've told you their names many, many times, that want to fundamentally transform America. Are you saying I'm saying anything about the shooting based on that? I'm saying that people want to fundamentally, and the divide in America was created for confusion. And people say, oh, we need to cut the rhetoric. Can we ever? It was created for confusion. That's what it was created for. We had a free country, a country that believed in God and worked hard and busted their fannies. We had elections were supposedly honest. You didn't have all this craziness. The government wasn't as big, didn't have as much money. You take the government and get it back down to no debt and about $3 or $4 trillion and not sending contracts to people. Man, people won't care how big the government is. Now that the government has all the money, but they print all the money. It's divided. The left has divided this country. I'll give you an example of the media. I'm going to walk and pull up George Stephanopoulos. I think it's a minute something. I could have played the whole thing. I'm not, because the media is blaming Trump. You know, they took Morning Joe off the air for today, scared he might say something that would not be true about Trump. I just said, there's a big article on it. George Stephanopoulos, I forget who he's talking to. Everything is the rhetoric of Trump, and Trump caused the problem. And then they quote Trump on some stuff he said in the last year, but they don't quote any other news media. They don't quote any other politicians. They don't quote Benny Thompson, you know, who wanted to strip Trump of Secret Service protection, Mississippi representative. They don't quote him. You know, they don't quote what Benny Thompson's person or whatever they claim it wouldn't Benny, but it probably was. The guy he fired that said, you know what, we got to get better shooters. We got to practice a little bit more. We missed. Something along that line. They don't quote anything. They don't quote that. What was the Griffin girl? She's a comedian. Remember years ago had a Trump de-headed hole in his head. You remember that? They didn't quote that. They didn't quote Alec Baldwin. They didn't quote Nancy Pelosi. She don't need to be president. They don't quote them saying Trump's a genuine threat to the nation before assassination attempt. They don't quote them. They got 9 years to quote what they said about Trump. Here's what George Stephanopoulos and whoever this Rudy Poo woman said. Listen to the part they tell their audience. Watch. Listen.
And also, George, we have to point out, no matter who the shooter, what the shooter's motives were, no matter who the shooter is, you're going to hear conspiracy theories going forward.
No question about that. But as you point out, those statements from J.D. Vance and Vivek Ramaswamy, of course, President Trump and his supporters have contributed to this violent rhetoric as well.
Well, absolutely, George. We were just looking back this morning at some of the things that former President Trump has said. He warned last March of potential death and destruction if he were charged by the Manhattan District Attorney. Our country is being destroyed as they tell us to be peaceful. Trump in January warned of bedlam in the country if the criminal charges against him succeeded. And of course, in March, he said, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Didn't
that would be the least of it. He said he was partly joking and that was taken out of context.
All taken out of context.
But those are indeed his words. And you have heard it from supporters as well. And supporters are certainly in some parts angry. And let's remember January 6th. In so many ways for the campaign, January 6th will probably be in the background after yesterday. Event. This is a very difficult time for this campaign. I'm sure this week in Milwaukee that President Trump will highlight this, and President Biden is going to have to figure out how to go forward with this campaign and what exactly.
All right. Did you hear that? George Stephanopoulos, the one with the venereal disease last name. Trump's fault. This woman that blames all that taken out of context. She grabbed little bits and pieces, not the whole speech. All of it, 100% taken out of context. As far as January 6th, Trump never told him to do anything. Why don't you go deal with the facts? They don't deal with the facts. The national media, which is as satanic as anything I've seen, they created almost every bit of this. They created this. They've been beating up Trump for 9 years. They've been telling people how bad of a person he is. They create this, then they come back on TV and tell people it was Trump's fault. Now they're telling all the people, we need to calm down the rhetoric. After our guy gets shot, you remember Steve Scalise? Remember somebody put out, they were glad he got shot? The media created that? Folks, all Donald Trump's done is fight. And when he was shot, you could see him pumping his fist. Fight, fight, fight. We don't need to back up. We don't need to back up. We need to win. We need to win on Election Day. We need to win on Election Day. I'm going to say it again. The powers that be cannot allow that to happen. The destruction of America is what the left is trying to get us to. We just bow to them bastards. Thank God Trump's still living. We still got a chance. Let me take a break. 844-766-6607. By the way, judge tossed out the document case against Trump. Jack Smith appointment was unconstitutional. Big win for President Trump. Gigantic win for the law and the rule of law and against the left and the bad, evil players. I'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One. It's Moon Griffon with you. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Always Matthew James, Tax Reduction Hotline, if you'd like to be part of the program. Now, let me give a little bit of good news, especially if you're in the Lafayette area. People listening to this program, you're going to get this firsthand. You're going to get this straight from the horse's mouth. Superior Grill is officially open tomorrow. But can I give you a little hint? You people dying to go? It's opening today at 11 o'clock. If you want to eat a Superior Grill today in Lafayette, you go there at 11 o'clock, they're going to seat you and feed you. Bring your pocketbook, of course. But it's soft opening today. Anybody that shows up between 11 and 10 o'clock tonight, they're going to feed you and you can enjoy Superior Grill today. Even though officially it's tomorrow, little birdie, should I say a big fish, Phil Barbary told me it was okay to tell everybody. So I'm letting my audience know, both of y'all, that if you're in the Lafayette area, Superior Grill is opening at 11 o'clock, an hour, a little bit over an hour and a half. So if you want some Superior Grill today, walk in with 10 or 20 or 40. You're going to seat you and you're going to be able to eat. We will be also broadcasting tomorrow from there. From 9 to 11, we will be broadcasting at Superior Grill tomorrow. So I'm just letting you know. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from Superior Grill in Lafayette. Then I'm going to stay around and eat for a little while and have some fun. So that is tomorrow. End of the week, Thursday and Friday, I hope to be gone. I haven't taken a vacation yet. I'm dying to get a break. But, man, all the stuff, it breaks. It's been a wild summer so far. Federal judge in Florida threw out the prosecution of former President Donald Trump on Monday in the documents case because she ruled a special counsel Jack Smith had not been appointed in a constitutional or lawful manner. Everybody knew this. All this stuff for Trump and all these cases should all be thrown out. The joke of a case in New York where he was found guilty, that was a joke. Once again, President Trump has been targeted because he's not like a lot of the politicians. He's not perfect either, but he's hadn't been like the politician. They want somebody to finish taking this country into a place it should never go. Judge Aileen Cannon granted a defense motion after ruling Smith, who was not confirmed by the U.S. Senate or the U.S. attorneys have been in the past, could not lawfully bring indictments against Trump in the federal court. The one they convicted him in New York was 100% of a joke. Now, here's my problem with people walking around today going, well, we got to tone down the rhetoric, tone down the rhetoric. It's always tone down the rhetoric when the left looks like they got blood on their hands. It's always been that way. Always let's tone it down. Let me ask y'all a question. Let's reverse it. Say this would have happened to Biden. And the person that was shot had a MAGA hat on. And they checked out, and he was a big Trump supporter. Do you think they would be saying, let's tone down the rhetoric? No! They would be doing everything Trump ever said, anything they wanted to put a bad angle, everything taken out of context. Let's just be blunt. They would be pounding Trump in the evilness of people on the right and the gun owners and everything else. They would be pounding us. They would be pounding. It would be, what are they doing today? Well, and Donald Trump Jr. made a good point. What's the media doing? tell you what the media is doing. The media is acting like, well, both sides need to tone down the rhetoric. No, 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 no. The rhetoric came from one side. It's been coming from one side. Donald Trump Jr. slams media. Democrats are trying to blame both sides for assassination tip. That's exactly what they do. That's all this media is doing now is trying to hunker down and protect themselves from their rhetoric. Because somebody, I don't have time to do it, somebody's going to put together everything that was said in the news media for 9 years, and it might take a year to play it. It might take a whole year to play everything the media has said about this guy. From Nancy Pelosi to Chuck Schumer and everybody else. Remember Chuck Schumer threatening the Supreme Court justices? Threatening them? Never held responsible. The media never went after them because they got their side. And their side's to the left. The further left, the better. Ask somebody in the media if a man can get pregnant and have a baby. And I've already said, if you think men can get pregnant and have babies, first of all, you're cuckoo. Number two, God settled that, and science has too. But if you do, our men's prisons for 50, 100 years, 1,000, however long they've been here, we'd have little babies walking all over the place. You ever seen a baby in a man's prison? Find out that a man got pregnant? Folks, now they want everybody to settle down because they got blood on their hands and blood on their face. Well, actually, Trump had the blood on his face, taking a shot, on which I told you folks, they cannot allow him to be president under no circumstances. We'll be right back. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured 4 beds and 2.5 baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years parts and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Chastel Brothers.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. I do have some Bongino to play. Dan Bongino is going to really be hot. Bongino was a Secret Service guy protecting the president. Boy, he was hot. He is mad about what happened. And he says it was definitely, you hear all the conspiracy stuff, but it's definitely some people let their guards down with the president. And we hear all the rumors. You know, somebody was there and saw him and pointed it out. They didn't do anything. Secret, one of those hotshot guys on the roof saw him and didn't do anything. The police came up to him and turned a gun on the police. He moved, didn't do anything. And all that stuff's going to come out. But once again, if the government hadn't built up a reputation of doing the wrong thing and lying, this wouldn't be happening. Our own government is, we're watching them work against somebody like Donald Trump. And they have, and against other people they put in jail. And so that's why people are very concerned about what's going on with our government. We're supposed to be a free country. We're supposed, when we have law enforcement agencies, DOJ and all that, that's supposed to be to stop the bad guys. It's not supposed to necessarily go after American citizens unless they become the bad guys. I mean, that's what's taking place. But let me give you an example. I'm hoping I can play this montage of media claims. Media claimed Donald Trump sparked political violence and almost took his life. This is the narrative. Okay, this is the narrative. Blame Trump. Why not? We blamed him for everything else for 9 years. Establishment media outlets have been long been happy to portray Trump as an architect of calls for violence across the national political landscape. Let me tell you, I made a prediction. You know who's going to be in the streets next? It's going to be the left. Same people they claim to help. Watch. They got enough illegals now to start a war. They can put push Antifa and all them people, Antifa, all them out there in 2 seconds. Black Lives Matter, put them out there in a second. By the way, Antifa and Black Lives Matter have nothing to do with blacks. Everything to do with Marxism and communism. So the far left Democrats have joined in and compared Trump to Hitler, framing as a threat to democracy. Hell, I just read what Joe Biden said, genuine threat to the nation. He just said this the other day. He's on TV. I was appalled at the president on TV trying to score brownie points of, hey, and it slow him down and make him look presidential. All for PR. Look, our president, he's calling for people not to do this. There's no place for this. Boy, I'm impressed. After he led the charge with some of the rhetoric. They called him even having a harming the very fabric of the American way of itself. They called Trump to be eliminated. Joe Biden himself has repeatedly called Trump a dictator, including on the day of the assassination attempt on Trump. This is what they're calling him. He was the president. When was he the dictator? What did he do that made you think he was a dictator? He was president for 4 years. As far back as 2017, Trump, when he came on a political stage, California Democrat operatives and activists ginned up fake news about violence they hope to blame on the election of Trump. All disproven. And you know that what you just heard about this lady talking about Donald Trump said this and Donald Trump said that, all taken out of context. Every bit of it. But you know, this is what's sad. Remember January 6th? They tried to keep bringing that up. Trump was taken out of context so bad by the media. People started to believe it. But when Biden says he's a genuine threat, Biden calls him a dictator. When they call him Adolf Hitler, okay? That ain't taken out of context. That's okay because they beating up Trump. See, if you beat up a white man or a Christian, you're okay. Fast forward, you remember she just talked about a bloodbath? Trump was talking about a financial bloodbath, so wait, the U.S. motor industry if he's not elected and China's unable to swamp the country with the products. That woman just said that Trump called for a bloodbath. He did not. He was talking about financial bloodbath that China is able to swamp the country with their products. They took it out of context. They put it on national TV because the average person will not listen to, except for that junk.
Folks, look what they did. The man's been fighting for his life since he walked on stage. They manipulate Trump's words every chance they get. Nancy Pelosi. She ran out there with the bloodbath hoax. Okay? Because Trump said it's going to be a bloodbath. He was talking about the motor industry. That's it. The motor vehicle industry. That was all he was talking about. They've done this from day one. Let me tell you what. The media, when Trump was president, this is what he hit them on, and they hate him for it. Fake news, which they are. They fake news, fake news, fake news. Okay? And here's the one that really stuck them. Enemy of the state, which is what they are now. They're enemies of the state. He nailed them. We all knew it. And Stephanopoulos, who's named after venereal disease, at least he sounds like one, he just said, you heard it, of course, President Trump's supports contributed to the violent rhetoric as well. Yes! Because they're going to rally the left, folks. Rally the left. They were so worried about mourning Joe this morning, they took him off air for a day to talk to him so he wouldn't say nothing stupid. But the problem is they ought to pull him off all the time because all he says is stuff stupid all the time. I'll read it to you. NBC has pulled MSNBC Morning Joe off the air today, morning, in favor of continued news coverage aftermath of President Trump. We're not air Morning Joe and his celebrated politics roundtable program, opting instead to air continued breaking news. But him and his wife, who's been on the program, has been anti-Trump hysteria and pro-Biden propaganda since they've been there. I mean, they had to take him off. They worried about him saying something. So, folks, when I look at this, they can't, the left cannot allow Donald Trump to be president. Not because Trump's going to do anything to them. They want this country on its knees. They want it brought down to its knees. They want it hurt. And they know Biden's got it in the direction that Barack Obama himself wanted it. A fundamental transformation of America. Let me tell you something. And everybody knows what's coming. President Trump, with blood on his face, pumping his fists, saying, fight, fight, fight. That's the Americans that need to go vote. That's the Americans that don't need to do anything violent. That's the Americans who need to go vote and take this back away from the left. And I think Trump now knows the bureaucrats that have to go, which I think would be really, really big. The bureaucrats that we need to get rid of. Get rid of them and as you're fired, go do something else for a living. Nothing violent, nothing bad. The media is the enemy of the state. He stuck them. The enemy is fake news. The media is fake news. The media is also the enemy of our country. It's not rhetoric. That's a fact. We need to fight, fight, fight. We do. President Trump's still fighting. President Trump's still fighting today by the grace of God. International left resort to terrorism to stop Trump. What did I tell y'all? Argentinas resort to terrorism to stop Trump. Hey, we got more coming, folks. The first of many things from the left, not only ones in this country, but around the world who don't want the United States to be great. That's a shame. White and black and green and yellow can't all come together and understand what our country's at stake in our country. Yep, Biden said it's time to put Trump in the bullseye. Somebody did. Take a break. We'll be right back. talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing right now. Go to HudcoRoofing.com. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HudcoRoofing.com.
Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines.
Only a Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B20.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, 844-766-6607. The number, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, where you're welcome to be a program, a call on the program. You can email me, moon@moongriffon.com. I hadn't even got to my emails yet. By the way, for you people in Lafayette, been waiting for Superior Grill, opens today. I'm just telling you, if you want to go to eat Superior Grill, you go there at 11 o'clock in about an hour, a little bit over an hour, maybe 40 minutes, and they'll seat you. And you can order right there off the menu and enjoy some good groceries. People have been anticipating for a long time. I know you're going to hear, well, I heard it was open tomorrow. It is. The official day is tomorrow, but they're doing a soft open. And anybody shows up, it's full-fledged, wide open at 11 o'clock today. Go by there if you want to call me a liar and see if I'm lying. Go by there and say, hey, we want a table for 10 and see if they don't seat you. And enjoy yourself. I'm just telling you, it's open. Be the first one. Who can be the first customer of Superior Grill? Now, we'll be there tomorrow. I'll be the first customer tomorrow because I'll already be in there. But if you want to be the first customer, go today. So the Argentina president, headline says it all. International left resort to terrorism to stop Trump. Remember what I told y'all, folks? When I said the left and they, I'm not talking about just people in the United States of America. Not. I told y'all, international left, the globalists. They can't have a powerful United States of America. They can't. They figured out we can't control the world if we don't control the United States of America. So since they can't control America, they figure, what the hell, take it down. That's what the Green New Deal is all about. Folks, I'm going to my grave knowing that's a lie. I know that's the biggest lie ever put forth. COVID, mass, 6-foot distance. They got to figure out a way and resort to terrorism. The reason why I bring terrorism up, and I told you some big things will happen. One of them's already come true. They tried to assassinate the president, Mr. Trump. And the next thing they probably can do is, you know, get, you know, you got football season coming up for the election and Donald Trump rallies. Terrorism, a bomb here, a bomb there. All of a sudden you got the
The people are like, well, we can't have elections, man. Everybody blow things up. We got to do mail-in ballots. See, one of the worst things that can happen right now, and I don't know President Trump. I was fortunate enough to have him on the program twice, and I met him once. But I don't know President Trump. My advice would be to have these rallies. See, they want these rallies stopped. Can you imagine it? He had 50,000 people in Pennsylvania. His rallies are 50 to 100,000 people. Joe Biden went out there. If he got 50 people, 48 of them were Secret Service and people that worked for him. Same thing with Obama. Same thing with all these people. Whoever they would put up. No, you think 50,000 people would go to a Kamala Harris rally or Michelle Obama rally? No. They can't have these rallies, folks. When I saw what the new president of Argentina said, and I just saw it for the first time, it backed up everything I was thinking. What are they going to do next? What are they going to try next? They. See, when you think of globalists and these big money people, a lot of them are atheists. A lot of them, they so satanic. When you think of China, I think of the devil himself. And there's a lot of countries like that. Russia, North Korea. And they don't, wiping somebody out. Some of these Middle East companies, they'll kill you if you smile at them. Killing somebody ain't a problem for these people. Hurting or destroying people's lives is not a problem for people. It's not. Moon, that sounds pretty serious. It needs to be taken serious. We got a long way before elections. A long way. And you realize Benny Thompson, representative out of Mississippi, okay, the leader of Speaker Pelosi's now defunct January Select Committee introduced legislation April 2024 targeting former President Trump that would take away Secret Service protection upon a conviction. Take it away. And it was his. Somebody yesterday sent out a deal saying they needed better practice so they don't miss next time when it comes to Trump, and he fired a staffer, but it came out of his office. The Democrats and the left have taught people to hate Trump for no reason at all. They hate him like a yard dog. They can't stand him. And here comes the media. Oh, both sides have had their problems. Really? Steve Scalise got shot, too. He was the last one that was known to be shot. The last president to really be shot was Ronald Reagan. That was a leftist kook bird then. Here comes Trump. Let me say it again. The world leaders, these international left, the people with the Green New Deal and all this money rolling out there, stopping fossil fuels, all this hurts us. China making all kind of money because we turn into them for everything. Remember Donald Trump and his presidency? Who did he used to beat up? China. He used to hammer China every chance he gets. This administration, along with Obama, them, hug them and love them. Communists. Communists through and through, pure core communists. A communist that kill you and laugh at you. Folks, I saw this. I saw this coming. It's so sad. I saw what was coming. This is the start. This is not the end. You remember when Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all of them were protesting? Who was the president? Trump. Seen them protest under Joe Biden? No. You don't have to. You protest when it's a conservative or a Republican or something different than what you want. They call a protest. It'd be organized so quick with social media. And you know me, folks. I call them out Republican and Democrat. I don't care. I'm just watching hate, watching evil, evil. Invent ways to create evil. What's next? They missed. President Trump has to have the rallies now. Bigger and better than ever. Well, Moon, it's easy for you to say you ain't the one who might be shot. I get it. But if he comes close enough for me to go to one, I'll stand behind him. Why not? We need people to go to him. They beat us when we quit. They beat us when we surrender. I saw Donald Trump bleeding, blood on his face,
sticking his head above everybody saying, fight, 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 because he knew what had just happened. Fight for America. America's worth fighting for. America's worth fighting for. China's not worth fighting for. If we turn our country into socialist, Marxist utopia to Bernie Sanders and Biden and Obama and them, if you turn it into that, we're not going to be worth fighting for. But we're still worth fighting for today. And Trump hit it on the head. Fight, fight, fight. This goes for blacks and whites, Democrat and Republicans. If you really love the country, act like it. If we really love the country, we ought to act like it. We ought to fight for this country. We ought to fight for freedom, not for bondage that they're trying to put on everybody, which you can eat, which you can drink, how many times you can flush your damn commode. Electric vehicles, if you want one, buy a golf cart, but don't make me buy one. That's not America. Controlling you through the banks, controlling you through the banking system, the border, close them down. Get everybody out of here that doesn't belong. And then if they want to come across legally, let them back. Who can come legally? And quit running up debt. I mean, we're going on and on with the changes that we need to make. President Trump was hollering for us to fight, 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 no matter what happened to him. Anyway, I do have some Dan Bongino stuff, too, so... Hopefully we can get to that a little later in the program. Don't go nowhere, folks. This is just starting. News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
This is a Fox News alert, a Trump case dismissed. I'm Dave Anthony. It's the classified documents indictment thrown out this morning by federal judge Eileen Cannon. It charged the former president for mishandling material after he left office. Fox's Brett Baer got instant Trump reaction.
We just got off the phone with the former president, and he said this. I am thrilled that a judge had the courage and wisdom to do this. This has big, big implications, not just for this case, but for other cases. The special counsel worked with everyone to try to take me down.
Fox's Evan Brown reports
the case was one of two brought by special prosecutor Jack Smith. The judge rules that since Smith was never confirmed by the U.S. Senate and had never served as a U.S. attorney, he was inappropriately appointed and should not have been able to bring the charges. No word how this ruling affects the other case of Smith's against the former president in Washington, D.C.'s federal court.
Now, that is the federal indictment related to Trump attempts to overturn the 2020 election. No reaction yet from special counsel Jack Smith, who can appeal the judge's decision. Former President Trump also told Fox he'll announce today who his running mate is as the Republican convention starts in Milwaukee, where they will both be nominated this week. Republican National Committee Chair Michael Watley tells Fox the Trump assassination attempt Saturday changes things.
You can't have an event like Saturday, a shooting like we had, without causing everybody to stop and take stock of where we are as a country.
The former president says he's completely rewriting his speech for Thursday. As for the now dead gunman who tried to kill the former president.
So many unanswered questions, obviously many of them that the shooter took to the grave.
Fox's Jonathan Sary reports from outside Thomas Matthews Crook's home in Pennsylvania that the investigators are still trying to get into the shooter's phone. America's listening to Fox News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hey, you've heard me say that cell phone service with Pure Talk is half the cost of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text, plenty of data, and you think, okay, Hannity, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Just ask the thousands of listeners who have made the switch of mine, and they love Pure Talk and their U.S. customer service, the great coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. Dial pound 250, say the keyword save now to start saving now on your cell.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here every day, News Talk 96.5 KPL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You can email me, moon at moongraffon.com, moon at moongraffon.com. And, man, just people waking up shocked last day or two. It's all anybody's talking about, which will bring a lot of positive on Trump. Trump had to rewrite his speech. I think what President Trump wants to do, I think there'll be a lot of people watching him. They won't see the Band-Aids on the ear. Politically speaking, I'm sure I'll go tell somebody what to do. I'm sure the president, when he speaks, he's going to talk about bringing the country back together, being who we could be. No matter what he does, the media is going to beat him up. They've been doing it for 9 years. Can you imagine if you were Donald Trump and for 9 years the media, fake news, lied, went after you, helped push everything out there you could possibly push. MSNBC, CNBC, all these places, just people would talk and just run you into the ground over and over and over again. People could say anything they want about Trump. Nobody cared. Now he's been shot at. All. Let's tone it down. It's both sides. That side is 9,000 to 1 against how much negative was said. Maybe 9 billion to 1. Much the negative they said against him. Ask you a question. Somebody put you in the corner, they spit at you and threw eggs at you and slap you. You're going to sit there and just take it. I mean, you're just going to sit there and take it and get beat up and beat up and beat up and beat up. Now, I want to play a tape. This is a former Green Beret Special Forces sniper guy. Somebody sent this to me. They're telling me the retired Secret Service people are all lining up to protect Trump for free. They know what happened. And Bongino's on this too. But this guy right here is a simple guy. You can tell he's a great American. And his angle on this is not like you see on TV. Dan Bongino is going to be hot on this too. And the reason Dan, besides Dan's love for Trump, but Dan was a... Dan was a Secret Service guy. He could tell us more than anybody. He was there. But this guy right here, former Green Beret, he's going to introduce himself. I think it's a minute or two long. But I want to play this. I'll play Bongino sometime today, too. Bongino's a little bit longer, but I want you to listen to this guy. Just listen to what he says. Plain common sense about why in the world something like this could happen. Here he is.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm here to tell you why the shooting of President Donald Trump yesterday, without a doubt in my mind, was a planned and coordinated attack on the president inside our government, our local agency, or police force. Here's why. My name is Matthew Murphy, and I am a retired Green Beret, retired from the Special Forces Group, but I'm also a level one sniper, which means that I have graduated the highest level of training for snipers that you can do in special operations. We're trained, I'm going to avoid confidential or classified terminology, we're trained in assassinations and counter assassinations for the very reason, case in point, yesterday, the shooting of President Donald Trump. So, first of all, anywhere the president's going to go, there are teams from the Secret Service that go out days, if not weeks, if not months, before the president will ever be at that spot. And they do a site security assessment. And they do that with the local police forces and agencies to ensure that every potential security threat or vulnerability is secured and, of course, protected against. Now, this is done way before Donald Trump will ever get there, and they know every place that the president will be, and the sniper team especially is responsible for ensuring that no one can take a shot at the president. Now, that does not mean that the sniper team just sets up with their guns and scans the crowd and shoots. No, what they do, the most important thing they do pre-Donald Trump showing up, is within a 360-degree environment of that podium of the president, they ensure that there is not a place that is open that will be accessible by someone with a rifle to take a shot at the president. So they make sure those places are barricaded off, inaccessible, and heavily guarded, so there is no way you are going to get to the place where you can even shoot the president with a rifle before the president shows up. Then they scan the crowd and those places with a rifle just in case by some miracle you do. Now, you're not going to tell me, I don't care who you are, don't listen to the media, nonsense anyways, I think most of us know that by now, that some 20-year-old kid that looks like he played Dungeons and Dragons in his mom's basement is trained on a gun, especially a sniper rifle like that, is a registered Republican, and then can access anywhere near the vicinity of that crowd, of that event, with him not dressed in a uniform and that sniper rifle. He was wearing American flag t-shirt and pants, and he had a rifle. You're gonna tell me that that kid went through all the levels of security, somehow got into the closest building to the president, then accessed the rooftop of the closest building to the president, then had the time to unpack his rifle, lay down in the prone, and then take 5 to 8 well-aimed shots at the president before he was decisively engaged by the Secret Service's counter-sniper teams or a local police department. I don't know who they were. Most likely police. You're going to tell me all that happened and a 20-year-old kid did that without it being heavily planned, coordinated, and people on the inside making it happen? There's absolutely no way possible that that kid was able to get up there and take those shots at the president without a lot of internal help. So someone in that local, or some people inside that local police department agency or the Secret Service is compromised and is a threat to our president. So we need to stop worrying about that damn shooter and start worrying about who allowed this shit to happen. And President Trump, if you need an American.
Okay, and he just said, President Trump, if you need an American, I'll do it for free. Folks, I've heard a lot of stuff, and you have too, over the last few days. I had more sense and common sense and reality to it than anything I've seen. It just did. And he's right. 20-year-old kid can plan this and get through this. And nobody sees. Nobody knows. And Bongino, I got him a little later too, and he thinks all of them ought to be fired. And that made more sense to me than anything I've watched so far would really happen. But I told you folks, not because I'm smart, because I ain't too bright. I told y'all what was coming. I could see it. I could see it from a mile away. I could feel it. My spirit told me. And they're not done yet. They're not done yet. To the left
and to the far left all over this world. All over this world that wants to bring America down and people within our country. Barack Obama said, transform America fundamentally, because he didn't like what it was. You're blaming Obama, Moon? Next question. I'm just saying. That had more. By the way, somebody asked me to post this on Facebook. I think I will post it on Facebook. On my Facebook, because I think it needs that. I want people to see what this guy's saying. Because you can point to this guy. You could point to this guy and say anything about him, and I don't know who he is, but what he talked about, if he's a Green Beret guy and a Special Forces guy, and all that stuff is, if he is all that, I mean, you can find out real quick. It's not going to be hard to find out. He talked about something that makes more sense to me than anything I've seen so far. Why did this happen? Got a lot of evil people out there, folks, and in our country now. I'm not talking about illegals. I'm talking about in our government. Well, you guys, I'm watching it happen. I'm watching it happen. How can I know something before it happens? I've been saying this for a while. Heck, I've been saying this for a while. What's going on? Man, it just breaks my heart to know how many people are not paying attention to this. It blows my mind as far as I'm concerned. But this guy right here, Green Beret, sniper, highest level. Like I said, I got Bongino. I'll probably do him at 10:30. I got to see what walk, how long it is. May do it when we get back. Let me take a break. Some of these people like this, I'm going, wow. It makes more sense in a minute than what I've seen on TV. I quit watching some of the stuff on TV, folks. I'm just not going to watch it. I mean, they're saying the same things now. Anyway, don't forget Superior Grill open. 43 minutes. I'll be there at lunch today, too. And tomorrow. Take a break. Be right back. Oh, Shucks. You've been hearing me brag about Shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, they're good. This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Your garage door.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show on a day a lot of people. Republican National Convention starts. President shot at our president. Makes me sick how evil works, but these people don't care. They're going to be as relentless on Trump after all this kind of blows over. They'll be relentless on Trump. Trump and his people are going to have to make sure to remind people what happened. That fight and his fist pumped with the blood. Play that sucker every day. I want people to know what happened. The man's still living. I don't think they finished taking a shot at him. But I think the president of the United States has to keep campaigning, has to keep going out there. And we have to keep showing up. And then we have to show up and vote like we've never voted before. Okay? They are the ones that want to dictate your life. They're the ones that want to screw this country up. They're the dictators. They know they are. Dictating you on earth and global warming and want you to eat lab-grown meat and all this craziness. That's them. Just let people come across the border over and over and over and over again. People say, well, they're seeking asylum. Yeah, they're seeking asylum because they're coming from a hellhole. So they're going to come over here and do what? It's just crazy. Anyway, here is play about two and a half, 3 minutes of Dan Bongino, who, by the way, like I said, and I texted him this morning and told him, I mean, this is his time to shine. He's been shining anyway, but he understands the Secret Service. Here we go.
Your thoughts on this, Dan? Just continue where you left off on the reaction here.
So, again, open security questions right now. And this is why, again, I think the Secret Service, the PR, Anthony Guglielmi, has to be very careful about what they put out. You know, he says in his ex post, and you can read it yourself. You don't need to hear it from me, that they deployed these extra resources and technology. Okay, well, which ones? You're telling me the best technology you have was deployed and you missed a shooter 130 yards? Say it was 200 yards. The Secret Service CS team, Pete, the counter sniper teams, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure those two guys are Secret Service. We have to remember that we don't always, when we go to New York sometimes with high-level protectees, we'll use NYPD ESU counter sniper. So I'm not really sure. Either way, they'd still be briefed in. The question we have to ask is, if that's the best technology we have, and we had a CS team up there with a shooter that, you know, we're trained out to 1,000 yards in the Secret Service with the counter-sniper team, how did they miss someone at most, you know, one-fifth of the way there? It doesn't make any sense. And even worse, it's broad daylight on a white roof. So, again, open questions here. Was there forward-looking infrared deployed? Was there aerial support, drones, helicopters? You know, something happened too. If you go back and listen to the audio, I want you to listen to this after I get off here. When Donald Trump, after this tragic thing happens, you'll see the Secret Service agents. And by the way, I know some of those guys personally. It takes a lot to run into bullets, divorcing the security failure. So at least they did that part, you know, correctly, and they knew what they were doing after the security absolutely failed. But you're going to hear something if you listen closely. The guy mentions Hawkeye on the scene. He's talking about those two, the black BDU with the tactical gear CAT element, that two-man CAT element. That stands for counter-assault team. That's a Secret Service special weapons team, equivalent to our SWAT. So they're there. They all deployed and did what had to be. That the bunting around the front of the stage is probably armor. Donald Trump knew to duck. I mean, most people would. He saved his own life. That's just a fact. The evacuation did not go right. I mean, the rule with the Secret Service is cover the protectee and evacuate. The other rule is maximum to the protectee, minimum to the problem. Why minimum to the problem? Because you don't know that's the only problem. It could be a distraction. There could be another person in the crowd. So if you don't jump on the protectee, you could be looking at multiple shooters. So at least that part, the guys there, you know, stepped up there. But the failure here is absolutely catastrophic. And I got to tell you, the Secret Service should be very careful. I can tell you and absolutely confirm from the horse's mouth, from multiple people, not just one. And I saw Congresswoman Waltz text this out before on X. There have been repeated requests to increase the security footprint around not just the residences of Donald Trump, but the body itself. And they have been rebuffed. Like I said, I can tell you actual quotes. The Secret Service directors completely failed and candidly should resign today. Kim Cheadle has failed Donald Trump and honestly failed Joe Biden, too. He's the president right now. Where's the DHS secretary? I mean, you're blaming it on manpower? So just to be clear, we're a $4 trillion United States government and we can't fork over enough money to keep our people alive? And then you're sending out tweets like, oh, this is the best technology we have. Really? To let a sniper 150 yards away from the potential next president shoot a piece of his ear off? That's your victory lap? Give me a break, man.
All right, let's go, Walt. I'm having Bongino be rare for him. He starts at about the time Superior Grill opens. I'm just telling you in Lafayette. And he just, none of the stuff adds up. But it adds up to me. I saw it from a long way back. The elitist and this Argentina guy, who's, I'm not a big fan of nothing out of Argentina president, but the leftists in this world cannot, remember, they cannot allow for Donald Trump to be the president of the United States. They do not care. These Hollywood elite, with money and very creative people on how to do stuff. They just coming up with ways, and I hope to God they can protect the president. I do. I hope to God, and I'm listening to Bongino and this other guy. It's just not adding up. By the way, somebody said they cannot get in the phone. They got the phone of the sniper. They got to try to assassinate the president. They can't get into his phone. Really? That didn't get in mine. Guys, that smart, they can't even get in his phone. Take a break. Be right back. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, the new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Do you crave?
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at matthewjamestaxpros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. And look, listen, folks, you can go find all the information you want on the assassination attempt of President Donald Trump. And it's hard to watch some of this media on this stuff, folks. I'm just telling you, it is very hard and difficult for me to watch it. Their angles and their twist and their take, you know, it's just hard. They're coming up with this stuff like, and they're blaming Trump. Now, Fox is reporting the local police responsible for the building with a 20-year-old on targeted Trump. You know? Let me tell you something. I haven't watched, and you people that have, y'all on Facebook and y'all on X and all this different stuff, I got to believe, and I might be wrong, I hadn't looked at any of that. I bet you the left is mad because they didn't get him. I bet you there's more comments out there. I didn't look at it. Maybe I'm wrong. You people that are looking at it, maybe you can call and tell me, but I just got a bad feeling that they're out there going, I wish we'd have got him and just saying hateful, hateful, nasty things. Dem congressman says staff member no longer employed for Don't Miss Next Time post after Trump shooting. Jacqueline Marshall, staff of Representative Bernie Thompson, no longer employed after alleged social media posts. Folks, where do you think these people get all their ideas from? People they work with. I mean, if you read into what the media says, you know, Trump goes to do a speech on January 6th. They go run into the Capitol. They blame Trump. But they don't blame. Why come Bernie Thompson, the Democrat Looney Tune in Mississippi, how come they're not blaming him for the Congress and aid what they said? Don't miss next time. How come Thompson's not getting blamed? Donald Trump's getting blamed for something he didn't say for January 6th. I'm just asking, how can we blame Trump for whatever he said when he said do peaceful protests? He's all of a sudden blamed for January 6th. But this Bernie Thompson guy, who is the guy that wanted Nancy Pelosi, I'm talking about this year, wanted to strip Donald Trump of Secret Service. And so this woman that works for him all of a sudden says something. She said, I don't condone violence, but please get some shooting lessons so you don't miss next time. Oops, that wasn't me talking. How come Bernie Thompson ain't being asked to resign right now? Because God knows they'll ask Trump to resign. So he fires the staffer. Maybe the staffer was only acting upon listening to Thompson rail against Trump every day. She's a native of Natchez, Mississippi, alumni of Jackson State University, secretary, vice president, president of the local NAACP, former field director for National Action Network. Thompson's a ranking Democrat on the House Homeland Security Committee. He wanted to take security, Secret Service, security from Trump, totally away. Yet the media didn't bring him up today. I wonder why. Just kind of curious. How come they didn't bring him up? Let me tell y'all something. The sign of blood, the sign of Donald Trump pumping him fists, the sign of the American flag, the sight of him hollering, fight, fight, fight. Man, that was just gold. That was stuff that ought to make us go out and want to vote for somebody who's trying to fight for the country, and he really is. I don't care if you don't like him. You got to choose from a guy who loves the country and people that don't. Because if they love the country, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing to this country. For the media to flip this, and they made a good point. They've been calling Trump a Hitler, Mussolini, threat to democracy, a fascist, a dictator, a Russian spy who stole a presidential election, a rapist, an insurrectionist, a traitor, a felon. The corporate media went out these phony impeachments. Remember, Psycho Bill Cassidy voted to impeach this guy. By the way, they cheered when Trump federal raid on his home, which just been proven unconstitutional today. They validated Joe Biden's attempt to imprison him, bankrupt him, and take away his business. All that's been going on. And people get mad at Trump. So yesterday, or day before yesterday, Psycho Bill, Walker, you got that? Psycho Bill Cassidy. I got to tell y'all, if y'all want to hear weak. You want to hear from a weak senator? Okay, here's Psycho Bill's tough response. Tough response, old Psycho Bill. His tough response after Trump got hit. Listen to this.
All violence is wrong. Political violence is particularly wrong. And political violence directed at a president or a presidential candidate is the worst. It doesn't just impact the person attacked or the person attacking. It's an attempt to impact the course of our country for all history. It's wrong. It's to be condemned. I'm thankful. We should all be thankful that President Trump is okay, that the shooter has been defeated. But keep President Trump, all those wounded, and the family of the person who was killed in your prayers.
Psycho Bill Cassidy. Boy, what a man. What a step up from Psycho. Hey, Psycho, you endorsing the president? Hey, Psycho, would you like to apologize for impeaching him for nothing? Where's Psycho? Boy, what a tough senator, huh? Man, when you got somebody like Psycho Bill Cassidy, woo! Man, no wonder the country's headed in the right direction. Psycho Bill's part of the problem. He impeached the man when we told him not to. Yeah, old Psycho, boy, he just gets real excited, huh? Man, how you like them statements, folks? Make you stand up and want to fight for Bill Cassidy, don't it? That's the best he got. It's the best Psycho Bill's got. Wow. Man, I'm so excited Bill Cassidy's on our team. Ain't that cool? We got Psycho Bill with us, man, because he really stands up for the president, didn't he? Violence, political violence. Hey, Bill, political violence, political assassinations in general, none of them are good, Bill. That's Bill Cassidy. Can you put it up one more time? I'm just Bill Cassidy. I want y'all to listen to this. The really toughness, the deep-down, thought-provoking Psycho Bill.
All violence is wrong. Political violence is particularly wrong. And political violence directed at a president or a presidential candidate is the worst. It doesn't just impact the person attacked or the person attacking. It's an attempt to impact the course of our country for all history. It's wrong. It's to be condemned. I'm thankful. We should all be thankful that President Trump is okay, that the shooter has been defeated. But keep President Trump, all those wounded, and the family of the person who was killed in your prayers.
Psycho, it wasn't political violence. You act like they had a little fight and a scuffle. That was a damn assassination attempt. My God, it was an assassination attempt. It wasn't political violence. Political violence could be somebody's, well, you can call political violence for January 6th. That's closer to political violence. This assassination attempt on a president of the United States, or should be the president of the United States, was the president of the United States. It was an assassination attempt. Political violence is what Cassidy calls it. I mean, and it's like he didn't even want to say that. Political violence, assassination attempt. This is a United States senator. God have mercy. A political violence. Holy cow. Assassination. It was an assassination attempt, Bill. This guy has no heart. God have mercy. How in the world can that be a United States senator? I hope he's got a bigger heart when he's a doctor. Or when he's doctoring somebody or operating on somebody. Anyway, that's Psycho Bill. Boy, really passionate about it, huh? Let's take a break. Gee whiz. Why'd I even play that? Got my blood pressure up. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Take a break. Be right back. Jimmy Bragg about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can build your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season and Raging Cajuns delicious line of seasoning, rubs, root, gumbos, black eyed peas, you get it, we do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette, and now thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it. Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One.
Y'all listen.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. So, hey, if you're one of the first people getting Superior Grill in Lafayette at about 11 minutes. Call us. Tell her you in. Tell us you in. You can email me, moon@moongriffon.com. You can call the radio station. Let us know you in. Like I said, we got another hour to go. And check it out. I'll be there. I just can't get there before about 12:20, but I am coming. You can book it. By the way, we got another tape. And this is a good, this is Fox. And this is another good piece on... I think everybody needs to watch this and listen to this. This is Fox Today, Jesse Waters, and another person with experience from doing this stuff. Listen, we don't play it all, but listen to this.
Let's bring in Florida Congressman and former U.S. Army sniper, Corey Mills. What kind of shot was this, Corey, from 130 yards?
Look, at the end of the day,
this is a shot that your basic training boot camp soldier is requested to make within their 9-week period. This is one of the easiest shots, and they train all the way out till 300 or 500. And when I was doing the counter sniper, it wasn't with the United States Army. It was actually when I was with the State Department and was doing this exact thing, which is trying to look at going out with an advanced team, establishing what the perimeter is. And then as a sniper, when you would set up, you'd put together your range sketch or your range fan cards. And that would tell you where your 100, your 200, your 300, and you'd identify the areas of threat that you would be able to mitigate. And if there's multiple targets, you understand that your elevation and windage knob wouldn't have to be messed with, especially at 160 yards. You could literally just look, quickly glance, and know from the reference point whether it be a building, whether it be a lone tree, whether it be a parking lot, maybe it's a road. Bottom line is that this is massive negligence to the point of me speculating on what was intentional and what wasn't.
Wow. When you're doing a site survey and you're seeing this rooftop not that far away, why did it look like the counter sniper team was a little surprised?
You know, I can only speculate, and we'll have to wait until the investigation comes out, that they thought local law enforcement was potentially climbing up onto the roof when they saw a dark object on a light roof. But here's the issue.
Wait, you're saying maybe they misconstrued Crooks for a friendly, for local law enforcement?
It's very possible. I don't want to speculate until the investigation is over. But the bottom line is that if you saw someone climbing onto a roof that you hadn't authorized any clearance on, it's got a clear line of sight. It's exactly adjacent to the shooting where the president was sitting. And you're talking about a pop shot, and you've got people yelling, and there should have been comms. The minute that that local law enforcement, who apparently had a rifle pointed on, there should have been an emergency frequent comms channel that they could have said, we have a shooter on the roof, shooter on the roof. Secret Service should have rushed the stage and immediately took the president and took him off and then responded to the counter sniper. The shot should not have gone off. That is the failure in itself. You're supposed to be able to try. You know, the best security is when you go in and you're actually able to prevent an incident, not react to an incident. Even if you would have left a law enforcement officer's patrol car in that parking lot with the lights on, that could have been a deterrent. But when you have nothing that is actually showing force protection, you're encouraging this. Look, I'm not sure about who the individuals are on the individual detail Secret Service, but I can tell you under this Biden administration, the one thing I've seen is massive DEI hires. And I can tell you, when you primarily go after DEI, you end up with DIE.
So when you have these counter snipers waiting until 8 rounds are fired, what accounts for that?
To be honest with you,
the first shot, you get a return fire immediately?
The minute that a shot rang out, they should have already been on scope. Your spotter should have already have called the distance if you hadn't looked at your range card, and you should have immediately engaged. Okay. There should have been no reason to have waited a single second. Now, I talked to Eric Trump after the incident. Eric and I are both gun enthusiasts. We both shoot long distance. That right there is a pop shot. But he did say, I've gone out with the CS teams, and they are one of the best. He knows the service detail that's with them. They are loyal individuals who actually do care about the president. I can say that was relayed to me. But the bottom line is this is a massive security breach. This is a huge failure at negligence is at best. But we have to figure out why something within 200 yards. Think about this, Jesse, 200 yards. That means that an average rifle that holds 1 minute of angle would hold a 2-inch grouping if you just shot it straight off the deck, meaning on a platform. So now you're talking about 160, which is 1.6 inches is what its grouping capabilities are. The average head is what? 6 by 8, shoulder to shoulder is 20 inches, head to waist is 40 inches, and President Trump's a very large man. This is a shot that within 5 minutes I could teach you to make 9 out of 10 times. So this is divine intervention. This is the God having his protective hand and wearing Ephesians 6, the armor of God over the president, because this right here, a millisecond or a millimeter in change, and this isn't an attempted assassination. This is an assassination of a president.
Yeah. The devil was in Butler, Pennsylvania, but so was God.
Well, and I can say one more thing, if I may, which is that let us also remember that King Henry II went in and said, can no one rid me of this turbulent priest? And his knights went out and killed the Archbishop of Canterbury because they thought that was a direct order. What do you say when President Biden says it's time to put a target on Trump?
Bingo.
That, in my opinion, is the insightful rhetoric. That's the stuff that they would have went after for the J6 stuff. So why don't we have our own J13 investigation?
Yeah, there needs to be a full investigation on this. Absolutely.
All right,
and it needs
good.
To
All
not
right.
be.
Right. Now, look. That was the big point, folks. Got a bullseye on him. Biden said that, and then they let Biden go on TV. We don't need it. I don't condone any of this. Like, he's presidential now all of a sudden. He missed the nice guy. That I didn't watch the press conference. I wouldn't have dared watch that man on a press conference because I know it was a suck-up to people. He, once again, the left never let Never let emergency or whatever he said go to waste. Never. And they not. And by the way, just a rundown. Snoop Dogg did a video. He shoots Trump in the head in a music video, 2017. Kathy Griffin, no kin to me, of course, beheads Trump in an infamous photo, which she's holding her head, his head. Robert De Niro liked to punch him in the face. Madonna, I thought a lot about blowing up the White House. It's just nonstop from the left. Hollywood and the media, you're talking about the same thing. Bette Miller openly wished for someone to chive or stab Trump. Oh, yeah. Barbara Streisand shared an image showing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi stepping on him with a pointed heel right between his heart. Johnny Depp, when was the last time an actor assassinated a president? Hollywood is in deep. Remember I told you it's them? Part of them. Deborah Messing shared a wish that Trump become a rape victim. That's NBC's Will and Grace. Jim Carrey drew Donald Trump burning at the stake. Comedian George Lopez shared an illustration of drug lord El Chapo decapitating Trump. Former Hollywood studio chief Jeffrey Katzenberg compared Trump to Hitler. Jane Fonda said Trump era is parallels to Hitler and the Third Reich. Robert De Niro compared Trump to Nazi Germany. Rosie O'Donnell, I want to send a military to the White House to get him. Paul Schrader contemplates giving screenwriting students an assignment about a plot to kill President Donald Trump. And actress Carol Cook joked about Trump's assassination. I mean, I'm just telling y'all, that's them. That's part of them. Folks, we need to pray. I started the program with a prayer. I pray the Lord will not only protect Trump, but I pray to God people will go vote. And I pray to God our country will have the biggest spiritual revival it ever had, because you're not going to change this country without it. You can laugh, get mad at me. You can tell me go to hell, whatever you want to tell me. I'm telling you how it's going to change. It cannot change any other way. All right. Somebody's at Superior Grill. Let me know. Lafayette, they're opening in 2 minutes, Walker. 2 minutes. You can go eat today. I thought it was tomorrow. Go today if you want to eat. They're open. I'm just letting you know, folks. I don't lead you astray. I'm going. 12:20, I'll be sitting there. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.